Hello, everybody. It's Ezra Ellis back with another podcast. I don't remember which one this is, but it's the first of a series on work and life balance with Justin Pozos. He's been an educator for 19 years. Welcome, Justin, to the podcast.
Hey, Ezra. Thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Yep. And who knows where this might lead. This might lead for you to make your own podcast and to also try to tackle that whole new world of podcasting. Is so easy now. In the old days, it was so much work, but now it's a lot easier.
Oh yeah.
So we're going to talk about work. Okay. We're going to talk about work and life balance. And Justin's obviously been an educator for 19 years, so he probably knows a lot about this. What do you think work and life balance means?
You know, for me, dude, work and life balance is all about having a check. You know, if you can have something in your life that is like your test for making sure that your life stays in balance, then you have a way of being aware when your life gets out of balance. That's my biggest lesson I learned, you know, my personal experience.
And what's the check?
So for me, I was always one where, like, you know, I live in a house in a neighborhood, everybody's got the perfect grass. You know, me, I was like, I don't got time to mess with this grass, dude. I was working like three jobs. I was trying to support, you know, my kids, and I was stretched too thin, and I didn't have time to worry about the little things. You know, I was too focused on just trying to be a provider. And so for me, after I got my life in order, I just started taking care of plants. Dude, I had like two little plants, and those became my check. If my plants were healthy, then I knew that I had time in my life to actually pay attention to them and to water them. And so what I really figured out was, and so now I got a whole porch, and it's all full of these, you know, these beautiful, luscious plants, because I make it a point to, because if I can tend to the little things in my life and nurture them, then I'll always make sure that I have time to nurture the other things, like nurture my kids, nurture my relationship. And then that kind of makes me balanced, so I can always go back to my career and make sure I have something in the tank to give to the people that I need to at work.
Wow, that's crazy. So the plant, how did the plants come to you though? Because I have similar things. I did the same with plants a while back, about 8-9 years ago. But what made you think of plants as being that?
Well, you know, for me, it was all about taking care of something that was alive, you know. I felt like...
Oh, so you don't have, like, a dog or anything, right?
No. Yeah, I'm big on the pets, dude. I had a... But, you know, there was a time where I wasn't as attentive to my animals as I should have been. Like, you know, I had the dogs, I fed them every day, you know, I gave them their medicine, but I wasn't making sure that they were being the best, you know, like, the best, you know, family member that they could be. So, yeah. And that was really it. Like, the plants weren't the first step, but it was a series of steps. And so, like... The other big message was, in order to get your life under control, I had to eliminate everything that wasn't essential. Like, that was the first step. So first thing was, get rid of everything in my life that wasn't essential to, like, the most important things. And so for me, what was the most important thing? It was my kids, you know, at the time. So I got rid of everything, like, just all the nonsense in life. And then I just focused on taking care of them. And then after that, I focused on, like, fixing the things in my house. And so I had a list of these things that I had to get in order. And
like a list, you like you wrote it down, or a list just in your head?
Yeah, I made a big list.
Made a big
list. Everything in my life that I had to get right, like one after the other. Most important, the least important. And I just started checking them off one at a time. And then, after I got it in order, I started adding on responsibilities. So, like, I started with one plant, and it was inside on my windowsill.
What kind of plant was it?
It was just like, I went to Home Depot and just got like some random, like, you know, grower that wasn't going to die. It's like, you know,
oh, okay, okay.
It wasn't like some delicate orchid.
Okay, know, okay, yeah, about. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You know, I'm not out there with the straw hat and the scarf. And
yeah, like, yeah, no, I get it. Okay, but yeah, okay, so keep going. So then you got the plant.
I got like one plant, and then I got it, and then I almost killed both of them right away because I didn't realize that they had to be in the sunlight. Like, I had them in, like, some light. It was a mess, dude. Like, so then I put them outside, and then I put them in the sun, and they got too much sun, and they almost burned. So then I brought them back into the shade. Like, I had to listen to the plant, you know. I had to pay attention to it, and it would tell me, like, hey, hey, look, I'm looking a little bit yellow, put me in the light. And so now, like, all the plants on my porch, they're kind of sitting in their perfect spot because I was listening to them, I was looking at them, I was moving them around whenever I, like, you know, whenever I noticed that something was wrong. And it was kind of like a big life lesson. Like, that's what you do with the people around you, too, you know? Like, you got to slow down, you got to look and pay attention. There's so many people that run through life, you know, on wheels, and they're not paying attention to those things that are just around them, you know, in their life all the time. And so that was, for me, it was like a clarifying moment. And now I just apply that to everything else, you know, the nurturing, the growing, the paying attention, the slowing down.
Don't you think people have the ability and not always use it to listen to their bodies the same way you're listening to the plants?
Oh, man, dude, we ignore it every day. We ignore it with Tylenol. We ignore it with Advil. We ignore it with alcohol. There's so many things in life that we use to quiet all the noises and the sounds of our body. You know, our stomach hurts, we take Pepto-Bismol. You know, you get diarrhea, then you take Imodium. Like, you're constantly just trying to silence the sounds of your own body.
Yeah.
So that way you can keep doing the things that you want to do that feel good for you, you know, but you know, you got to slow down. You got to listen to those things, you know, and that's a hard lesson for people to learn, you know?
Don't you think when you're like 20 years old or 25 years old, it's harder to listen to too, because your brain is going so fast. Like, don't you think it takes a little bit of age, a little bit of wisdom to get there?
Oh, you got to, because, you know, at 20, you're boldly just stepping through things that you don't even realize are experiences, you know, like you're just moving through life. Like, everything is just happening right then at that moment. And you don't really have this giant frame of reference to understand, you know, just how rare some of these experiences can be or how dangerous, you know, some of those experiences can be.
It's so crazy. It's so in depth. There's no way at 20, like when I was 20, there's no way I would have even heard what we just talked about. Like, when I was 20, I couldn't have heard any of this. And possibly when I was 20, somebody probably said this to me and I probably didn't even hear it.
Yeah. You know, with my own kids, my oldest right now is 16. And so what I've realized is, I can instill that in them, that sense of, like, you know, taking care of things. And it's not about telling them, it's just about doing it for them and letting them see it. Because, you know, they're with me for a certain period of time and then they go off with their mom, and we have two completely different parenting styles, you know. And so for me, I'm all about starting, just like with the plants, starting from the ground up. You know, like, how's your soil? How's your water? So I go to them whenever they look like they're in distress. You know how kids can get? You know, they look all like,
yeah,
just overwrought and just burdened.
Yeah.
And then I don't even start with what's wrong. I go, hey, how are you doing? Are you tired? Are you feeling okay? And I just start assessing their needs. Have you eaten? Did you sleep? What have you been doing all day? Like, and just start figuring out, like, where's the breakdown? Because sometimes a person who's upset can just be sleepy. Or they can just have, you know, they can just need a good meal. Or they just need somebody just to sit there with them, you know? A lot of times, nobody needs their problem solved. They just need some compassion and somebody to see them that they're in a sense of distress.
Amazing.
And then I just give that to my kids. And they know, they see it, they you know, when they leave and they come back, they crave that, like, just sense of care. You know, and I know that it's planting a seed that later on, you know, as they get older, they're gonna know what that feeling is like to feel and receive that care. So they're gonna be more willing to give that to others. You know,
it's so beautiful. I think, you know what I think? Not only this, I think this little lesson that you've just explained on this simple little podcast, I think if it was taken to a higher level and everyone did the same for everyone around everyone in the world, I think the world might even be a different place. It would be totally different.
You know, it's crazy, because every major religion in the world pretty much preaches that exact same thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're sowing your seeds, you're doing good in spite of suffering. These are all, like, key components of every religion. But yet, whenever we start living out our our faith, we end up fighting against others' faith instead of just like doing the good that you know has been put in you. You know, it's just it's you know, we're just scared at the end of the day to just believe in ourselves, you know, to do the right thing.
Insane. Hey, I think we should end it on that. That was great. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Justin Pozos, being an educator for 19 years, showing a little morsel about him and starting to have that work and life balance started with a little plant from Home Depot. So once again, I want to say thank you so much. This is going to be great, and we'll do a next one soon. I hope you had a good time.
A great time, Ezra. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you so much.